Hello, friends. This is David Pasqualone with the Remarkable People Podcast. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 43, the Season Finale Wrap-Up.
The Remarkable People Podcast. Check it out. The Remarkable People Podcast. Listen. Do. Repeat for life.
Hey, welcome to episode 43, the finale. What we're going to do today, ladies and gentlemen, is take a short clip from each episode in season 2 and kind of give you a sample and taste in case you missed something. Almost every one of our episodes talks about multiple topics and multiple aspects of growth and knowledge and wisdom we can glean from. So these clips are just one small piece of a larger conversation, and it may not even be the central theme of the episode, but we just thought it would be nice that if you missed an episode, this will give you a little sample of what you missed, and boom, you can go back and check it out. So before we play this episode, I just want to say thank you. I'm so thankful for you as a listener, the remarkable community built up, and now we are a whole across the globe in over 70 countries. We're in pretty much every state in the United States, and we're growing. And what's great is we're growing together for Christ. So if you love this podcast, please give it a 5-star review in your Apple Podcast, your Chartable, your Stitcher, whatever directory you use to listen to us. Please give us a 5-star review. Share it with your friends. Maybe repost them on your social media so we can get more people good content. If you don't think we deserve a 5-star review, please let us know so we can become better. But if we do, please put out the review. It helps more than you know, not just to get more listeners, but to get quality guests so we can continue to bring you remarkable stories. So as you listen to episode 1, just remember while you listen to episode 43, don't forget you can go all the way back to episode 1, all the way through 42, and all of the episodes, they're timeless. They can be used at any point in life for growth. The knowledge is evergreen. But we broke it up in seasons so we can have an order and just so we can take some breaks and retool. For instance, in season 3, we're coming back just as strong in the podcast, but then we're coming back stronger with a video cast. So if you want to watch us on YouTube, or if you want to listen through your favorite player, you can do both. We're just trying to be able to reach more people with good content so everyone grows together, has a better life. And like our slogan says, we don't want you just to listen, but do what you're learning. Repeat it every day and have an amazing life in this world and in the next. So if we can help you, please write us through our website. Contact me through email. Hit the send voicemail button on our website. Whatever you need, reach out to us and we'll get back to you. If you need a guest, we'll hook you up with a guest. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you for our sponsors this season. Thank you to our supporters this season. If you want to donate to the Remarkable People Podcast to help out with the operational costs, if you want to help out with the outreach, if you want to help out with providing Bibles, if you want to help with any aspect of the ministry, you let us know. We're not just taking money and putting it in our pockets. We're using it for the big purpose to be about our Father's business. So I'm David Pasqualone. You are you. I hope I get to meet you someday if I don't already know you. And enjoy this episode. If you have any questions, let me know. But we love you. Have a great break. We're going to come back in the middle of December. We're going to launch season 3. So be on the lookout for that. And between now and season 3, we're going to throw out a bonus episode or two. So keep checking your phone. Don't lose touch with us. Don't forget. But set a reminder on your phone or make sure you subscribe to us so when a new episode drops, boom, you're notified. Thank you for listening again to the Remarkable People Podcast. I'm David Pasqualone. I love you so much, but more than me, God loves you. Listen to these clips. Hopefully you hear it through that. And if you need anything, you just ask. Have a great, great day, and I'll check you out and see you again in season 3. Bye. The Power of Hope, Steadfastness, and My Stuttering Life, Episode 23, The Pedro Pena Story.
And I told the man, you know, I'm here to, you know, I want to end it all. And then he told me, he said, no, we all have a purpose on this earth. We are all unique. We all have a path in this world. You're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. And I mean, it was just the darkness. I mean, it went away. The darkness went away, and I turned around. I went back home.
Resilience, mental toughness, and finishing your race. Episode 24, The Bradley Cooper Story.
If you were following me on for a month, you would find that about once a month for about 24 hours, sometimes twice a month, I just go through this lull where I'm just flat. I just don't have the energy. It's not going. And I've started doing a lot more journaling. I've learned that tends to, the switch will flip within 24 hours. So if today's a rough day, I'm almost positive from experience tomorrow's going to be better, maybe great. So I do struggle with those. And I think maybe to slow it down, like you're doing a great job here in saying, let's slow this down. Let's talk about a couple of specifics. I think that's one of the things I loved about our research is it identified very specific things. The model that we came up with was threefold. It's thrive, prepare, and activate.
Building resilience and coping with life after COVID-19. Episode 25, The Tim Ward Story.
And I have a lot of respect for this about millennials. They don't like to waste time. So if you're not communicating effectively, they won't listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I, as a professional communicator, there's something about that I respect. And a lot of people who are older tend to think you need to listen to me because I'm in a senior position to you. That frankly doesn't work quite often with millennials.
Yeah.
I say, but you know, it should be communication is on the shoulders of the person communicating. If you're speaking or writing or broadcasting, it's up to you to be interesting, to be engaging. You have to adapt to your audience. Don't expect they'll listen to you. You got to pay people a lot to listen to you if you're going to be boring. So I not only do I respect that, but I noticed that some millennials have got a shorter attention span because there's so much more out there that needs to be paid attention to.
The Blind Blogger, Growing Up Circus, and No Excuses. Episode 26, The Max Ivey Story.
I wanted to tell this story because I think some people get the misconception that everything I ever do turns out right eventually. Because sometimes
you would be the remarkable man.
Yeah. You know, well, I've actually gotten emails from people like that who basically said they were depressed after seeing me talk on a podcast because they thought, hey, the guy never has a bad day. He's, always happy, always smiling. Nothing ever goes. And then when stuff does go wrong, he just turns those lemons into lemon cream pie. You know, I've gotten those emails. So.
Let's do this then. Right now, you can refer people to this podcast. You answer that question right now like you're going to with this story, and then you can refer them here and save yourself time.
All right. I appreciate it. We'll even get the time marker later.
13 trips to rehab, 5 years sober, a real jackass, and what changed? Episode 27, The Brandon Novak Story.
Book's about to be released. It's in Times Square in New York City. My literary agent's there. My publisher's there. My manager's there. All these well-to-do people in the scholarly world are there for the release of my new book, this autobiography addiction memoir that I had just written. that was becoming wildly successful. I didn't have any money that day to get high. And my people would not allow me to have any money to go get high, because what I didn't understand then that I clearly see now is that it would not be a good look me sitting at the Barnes & Nobles in Times Square in New York City as the launch of my new addiction memoir takes place, and I'm doing these autograph signings while nodding out on heroin. But see, the reality is the disease from which I possess, the one that brought me through these doors begging for one more chance of sobriety, that disease that when it calls, I answer by any and all means necessary.
Hard work, success, and setting realistic expectations. Episode 28, The Zana and Jason Makes Story.
For those that are really mastering the gig economy, what they're doing is building digital platforms, whether it's, you know, like, for example, like your son. Right. Like your son is in the gig economy. His gig, though, is digital content, you know, through his social platform.
Yep. And he started, just like you're saying, with his friends having fun.
Yep.
3 months later, he's got 300,000 followers and 5 million views on videos. It blows my mind.
Bingo. Right. You know, but that's the thing. Right. So I implore, you know, I was telling somebody, like, we have a friend, she's a flight attendant, and all she does is vlog about being a flight attendant. And she started a few years ago. I think now she has like a little bit over 100,000 subscribers or something now, right? Her flight attendant vlogging makes more money than the flight attending itself. And she does the flight attending now so that she can actually do the vlog.
Victory over doubt and fear and fulfilling your purpose. Episode 29, The Ken Coleman Story.
I really got honest with God and honest with myself, and I got to a point where I really truly did believe that I was doing what I was called to do, and that I really did have what it takes, and that God had really put this vision on my heart. And I really had done the homework on what I believe about creation and how we were created, and that this stuff was true and pure what I wanted to do. So that strengthened my faith. So when you get a sense that, hey, this is not bad pizza and this is not delusion and ambition run amok. So my faith was huge. That's the spiritual side of it. But there's a verse in Hebrews that says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I think some people just go, okay, I have faith. Okay, God, do it. And I don't think that's good theology.
Porn, marriage, honesty, and hope. Episode 30, The David and Kirsten D. Samuel Story.
What grown man has to give his daughter, his 20-year-old daughter, his computer so he doesn't look at pornography while, you know, he's in a hotel room? And it's just like, what mess have I made of this? Mm-hmm. So that was another aspect of it that we had to deal with, was the children. Fortunately, they were very gracious and very forgiving, mm-hmm. and walked through it with us. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that came into my mind was that, and I don't know where we heard this, I heard it somewhere, but it was, we teach our kids how to succeed and how to do well in life, but we often fail to teach them how to fail well.
That was during our restoration
right.
group.
Yeah. And so I wanted to model, okay, yeah, dad's blown it. This is, you know, what happens when sin gets involved, and I've blown it spiritually, but how can I recover?
Medicating pain, sexual addiction, and how to be free. Episode 31, The Rob Jackson Story.
And so the addiction just kind of cancels out conscience in the moment. In the moment, it's okay to do whatever that is. And so an addiction basically becomes a behavior that is unmanageable. I can no longer take charge of it. It's taking charge of me. An addiction is something now that I do regardless of circumstances. You know, negative consequences really don't motivate me, because I want my drug of choice. I'm not learning. I do it over and over. So I think basically when you talk about an addiction, whether it is gambling, alcohol, drugs, sex, pornography, or whatever, one of the key things is it now unmanageable? Am I doing this in spite of my better sense? Have I tried to stop before and I can't?
Managing Mental Illness, Bipolar Disorder, and Anxiety. Episode 32, The George Hoffman Story.
The second was to change the language. You'll hear all the time people say, he has bipolar. No, he is bipolar. Or I am depressed. Language is very important. And I think that verb in there, changing that verb, made all the difference for me, because I changed to be to have. So instead of saying I am bipolar, I started to say I have bipolar disorder. And I insist on everybody saying that. It's not she is mentally ill, but she has a mental illness. Because positioning it this way separated it from my core sense of self and enabled me to act to lose it. Because if it's something you have, you can dismiss it and separate from it. Whereas if it's something you are, it's just part of you and you can never pull away from it. So the language change.
Passion, insight, and determined success. Episode 34, The Andrea Freeman Story.
One of the biggest influences in my life would be, I say, the Girl Scouts. And I say that because I accidentally, at 16, discovered my passion. But back to that business that I started at 12 years old, it was because of the Girl Scouts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know, like my Girl Scout leader brings in the Red Cross to do CPR certification and babysitting certification for my Girl Scout troop. And a light bulb goes off and I'm like, oh, I'm in business. Just start making the flyers, start marketing, reaching out to family, friends. How do I make a flyer? Like, can you sit? Do you have a program? We didn't have a computer at that time, but a family friend has one. Sit down, bust out some flyers, Xerox them off door to door. Selling Andrea's awesome babysitting service.
Nice.
I know the name is a little silly, but I was 12. But that's it. I was bitten by the bug.
Developing Confidence and Communication. Episode 35, The Bill Kersaja Story.
Yes, the income, working for yourself, just like you said, it's you're either, you know, starving or it's Christmas morning, right? And you know, that's what commission life is about. But I learned that it wasn't about that, right? And, you know, it was more about the people and the feeling and the satisfaction and the understanding that the fulfillment, right? To where I would come home and I would tell my wife, you know, this was such a fulfilling day. And that's grown even more and more to the point where people go, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I'll tell you who I am. Because that's what I do, right? I don't go and do something. I'm not a different person at home. You know, I'm the same person no matter where I'm at. And that's why I don't look at it as work. I don't look at it as a business. I look at it as my life. And this is my passion. This is what I bring. And I want to keep getting better at it.
Basketball, business, and the two key qualities of leadership. Episode 36. The Tim Spiker Story.
With my father doing what he did at West Virginia University with the football team, I knew that there were guys that never got in the game that contributed to the team's success in a meaningful way. Because every day they showed up in practice and say, look, we might be playing Penn State on Saturday, but today I'm Penn State for the guys who are going to play. And so my game is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Our team will play on Saturday, but my contribution is now. And, you know, that was my role at Purdue. Now, I don't think you can ever be satisfied with that role. You can't say, well, that's the only thing. You got to be working towards something more. But that was my role. And because I'd been around athletics with my father, I knew that that role was an important one. But as my contribution in practice seemed like it was waning, I was you know, it's great to have the nice seat for the games and it's great to wear the uniform, but I wanted to at least make sure I was making a contribution.
Perseverance, drive, wealth, and owning your future. Episode 37, The Echo Wong Story.
Probably also my determination influenced this immigration officer, and I probably convinced her that I would not be a burden to this society in the U.S. And she said, welcome to America. That's in the end. I was like, oh my gosh, today is my lucky day. So that's how I got my visa, you know, and then that night I remember I took the train back, very late night train back to Shenzhen. I pretended that I didn't get the visa.
Oh no, your mom and dad.
No, my mom was so prepared to comfort me anyway. She just thought, you know, what the chance is pretty slim. And so I just went along, you know, no, I tried. I didn't get it. So she just said all kinds of words to comfort me. And then I just said, I did it. I got it.
Small steps to becoming more resilient in life and in business. Episode 38, the Tony Guarnaccia story.
So when this pandemic hit, first thing I did was called all my past prospects and past buyers that may not even be active. So that's the lowest. So kind of what you're asking is what's the lowest hanging fruit? Lowest hanging fruit are your existing connections. So I would start with your buyers that you have today, see if they might want to buy more. The other people or the people that didn't buy from you or stopped buying from you, go back to them. So I went to people from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and got some business there. You could also go back to your referral network. So each of those people, you ask them for one or two referrals. Then what you want to do is look at people that you have associations with. Maybe it's your dentist. Maybe it's your, this is a funny one for me, because if you see on video, I don't have any hair, but you go to your barber, you know, and say, hey, do you have, you know, and then you start conversations there, right? So it's expanding your referral network of people that could buy from you. That's where I would absolutely start. It's the lowest hanging fruit by existing buyers, getting them to buy again or buy more, and from referrals.
Real world missions, crocodile attacks, criminals at gunpoint, and Christ. Episode 39, the Seth and Amy Meyer story.
Torturing children, torturing wives in front of husbands, etc. So they attempted to murder our children, and I called out for my boy right there. One gun is on my head, one gun is on the boy's head. And I said, Caleb, pray. And he was 7 years old. I wrote this down right after it happened so I would not be in danger of exaggerating. I think God is honored by the truth. And my son prayed, God, save them. Open their eyes. They're blind. And I'm so grateful that God had done a work like that in my son's heart, that he would pray for his enemies like Stephen did, or like our Lord told us to. And the men immediately took the gun away from his head. But they did beat his mother, and they beat myself. My wife was pregnant with our fifth child at that time, and she was beaten in the stomach.
Hijacking viruses, viral vectors, gene and cell therapy, and HIV cured? Episode 40, the Jeff Galvin story.
I believe we'll send radiation and chemotherapy the way of bloodletting and leeches, because now that we can take this ability to modify your cells for better health, that we can put new genes in there, we don't have to stop at correcting errors in your genes. Okay, places where you're missing something and overriding them with a viral vector. That's what most of the drugs are. We can improve the operation of cells that aren't doing their job quite well enough. And that's the key to HIV. HIV only gets into your body because the HIV viron has evolved the capability of grabbing onto a T cell and infecting it and making it part of the infection. The thing that is the worst thing about HIV that in some ways we have leveraged for the best things in our company is that the genes that it's carrying, if it finds a cell to attach to, it will actually transmit those genes and install them permanently in the DNA.
Where's God? Finding God in Everyday Life, Episode 41, The David Pasqualone Story. By not having a father at that early age, there was a ton of damage it did in the world's eyes. But what it did for me as an adult is it allowed me to see, wow, through the Bible, who God really is. What a perfect father he really is. How much he really loves me, Dave Pasqualone. How much he really loves you. Insert your name here. And how that I don't need a father on earth because I have an eternal father in eternity, which we'd refer to as heaven. And that was something that in my later years and through today, now I understand. He showed me that all I need is him. Election 2020, COVID-19, and the 28th Amendment? Episode 42, The Gene Valentino Story.
Taking more of a business approach.
Business approach to a social political issue. Mm-hmm. A good point. A medical issue that became political and now social and economic. Mm-hmm. It was political first when our Chinese friends stuck it to us. And, you know, I'm glad you brought it up that way because before
it's an important distinction.
Well, we didn't ask for this. This came out of a laboratory in Wuhan. Let no one tell you otherwise.
Yep.
There's a lot of intelligence behind that that I happen to know is true. It's a fact that China has really stuck it to us. Now, it didn't happen in 2020. They've been doing it for decades.
Yes, sir.
And now it's beginning to catch up. And hopefully, by the grace of God, Americans and America will realize that if we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that wrap-up episode of Season 2. It truly has been a pleasure and honor to be on this journey together. I can't wait to hear you and see you in Season 3, and I'd love to help you out any way I can. Just let me know, and also I'd love to give you a little something. Shoot me an email. Let's stick together. Give me your address, and I will mail you out some stickers wherever you are in the world. As long as I can get it there through the post office or through whatever means we have available, we got you covered. Let's stick together. We love you. Have a great holiday season in America and across the world. And remember, don't just listen to this podcast and great knowledge, but do it, repeat it, and have a great life in this world and the next. Until next time, I'm David Pasqualone, and you're you. We love you. God loves you most. And let's go do something for him. Bye.
The Remarkable People Podcast. Check it out. The Remarkable People Podcast. Listen, do, repeat. For life.